By fast-tracking permits, the EPA gave GE Aviation the additional thrust it needed to test its most advanced engine. The GE9X will power the Boeing 777X. Just last week in Dubai, Emirates Airlines committed to buy 300 GE9X engines worth $11 billion. Needless to say, months earlier, there was a sense of urgency in obtaining a necessary, very complicated EPA permit for a building that will test the engine. GE's Kevin Cantor looks back.
If anything would have gone wrong where we couldn't get the permit, where we couldn't build it here in Ohio, then we would have had to have looked other locations, other states, to build our facility, or even globally to build our facility.
But the EPA had a plan, and together with the Southwest Ohio Air Quality Agency's Brad Miller, sped it through in 5 months instead of the normal year to a year and a half.
What we did is we usually get one to maybe two of these permits every 4 or 5 years of this complexity. We decided to do a team approach in processing this permit.
The approach was tripling the number of people on the case. The EPA may duplicate this plan around the state and could do it on a national level. Ohio EPA Director Scott Nally.
Governor Kasich has challenged myself and my team to outcompete some of our sister states so we can keep jobs and keep capital in the state.
There are other examples, including the Kensington Oil and Gas Plant in eastern Ohio, where air permits were issued in just 9 months.
We're not giving the store away. We're just doing it right. And then with great partners like GE coming in early in the process, bringing the team, bringing a good application to us, our Southwest Regional Air partners putting together a team to be able to review it, and then Ohio EPA interacting with US EPA just helps the whole process, and it's all about communication.
Key environmentalists appear to be on board. Executive Director of Green Umbrella, Brewster Rhodes, says as long as there's adequate time to review permit applications and no cutting corners threatening public health and the environment, he's fine with the current practice. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.